From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of that psalm is the Word of God. In this series, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verses 9 through 16 as he expounds the theme of living clean in an unclean world. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional bears the title, Christ and His Children. The text is Isaiah 53 and verse 10. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Our Lord Jesus has not died in vain. His death was sacrificial. He died as our substitute, because death was the penalty of our sins. And because his substitution was accepted of God, he has saved those for whom he made his soul a sacrifice. By death he became like a corn of wheat, which bringeth forth much fruit. There must be a succession of children unto Jesus. He is the Father of the everlasting age. He shall say, Behold, I and the children whom thou hast given me. A man is honored in his sons, and Jesus hath his quiver full of these arrows of the mighty. A man is represented in his children, and so is the Christ in Christians. In his seed, a man's life seems to be prolonged and extended, and so is the life of Jesus continued in believers. Jesus lives, for he sees his seed. He fixes his eye on us. He delights in us. He recognizes us as the fruit of his soul's travail. Let us be glad that our Lord does not fail to enjoy the result of his dread sacrifice, and that he will never cease to feast his eyes upon the harvest of his death. Those eyes which once wept for us are now viewing us with pleasure. Yes, he looks upon those who are looking unto him. Our eyes meet. What a joy is this! Over the years since Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many people have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today.
Thank you.
Today, Dr. Cairns continues the seventh in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the entire series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with verse 15. The psalmist said, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. The emphasis here is on the believer's thought life. In commencing the message, Dr. Cairns spoke of the action of godly thinking. The psalmist said, I will meditate. Meditation on God's word is almost a lost art in these days, yet it is of the utmost importance if we would truly walk with God. Today, Dr. Cairns discusses the direction of godly thinking. The focus of the psalmist's meditation was God's precepts, or God's law. As Dr. Cairns will show, there are a number of reasons why this should be the practice of every believer. For the law of God was given to guard us, to guide us, to govern us, and to gratify us. And now, to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
When I look at the Reformed Church now, and in so many places, they imagine that Christian liberty is kicking over the law of God and living without regard to it. And if you've regard to it, somehow you've become a legalist. Absolute nonsense. There are two great extremes here that one must avoid. You have the extreme that's adopted by Reconstructionism, where, in the words of one of their official journals, justification is by faith, sanctification is by law. That is nonsense. Sanctification is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. The other great extreme is that we have no commitment to, no responsibility to, and in many cases, no interest in the law of God. That is antinomian heresy. The truth lies here. Sanctification is by grace through faith, but the sanctification that grace produces will be obedient to God's law. You cannot regard God and disregard his law. The psalmist knew that, and so he said, I will meditate. This is the direction of my thinking. I'm turning my thoughts to the directions of God's word, to the commandments of God's word. I'm turning my thoughts. I'm going to think about this. I'm going to talk to myself about it. I'm going to reflect on this. I'm going to ruminate upon this. I'm going to chew over the commandments of God. That's what the psalmist is saying. You see, godly thinking must focus, and it does focus, on God's law. For various reasons, in order to do, I'll list four things, and I will be brief in doing this. Godly thinking focuses on God's law in order to guard us. In this same psalm, verse 133, the psalmist prays, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps according to this word. In Proverbs 2:11, Solomon writes, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. It's in vain that the snare is laid in the sight of any bird. We talk about bird brains. Well, even a bird knows the snare when you set it right in front of it. It's a vain thing to do. And similarly, when a Christian sees the snare, how does he see the snare? Because the commandments of God will make the snare of the devil known. The Word of God will give understanding. God's commandments are there to guard us. So many Christians look on God's law as restriction. Well, in a way, I suppose it is a restriction. Have you ever done this in your own home? Have you ever been in a home where it's done? You have a little child, a little baby, toddler in a room. There maybe is a blazing fire there, or there's something else that's particularly dangerous. And you put up a big pen, a play pen, and the child's in there. And the bars are a restriction. Left to itself, that child wants to go, and it knows nothing other than to go. And if the fire's burning, it'll go to the fire. It'll be attracted by the flame. It'll not know any different. It'll just go on. And if you do not have a restriction, you'll end up in jail if that child burns itself to death, and well may you. That restriction is not a restriction in any evil sense. It is a guard. It's a guard. That's what the law of God does. We meditate on God's law because it is to guard us, to know what God says. It's also to guide us. These are directions. This is a revelation of God's will. You see, these directions are not suggestions. God has no suggestions to make to you and me. God does not suggest. God commands. Oh, he will also entreat and beseech and encourage. But these are commandments. He said in Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. At a particular time in our life, for Joan and me, Isaiah 58 became a very, very important passage of Scripture. I will not take time to rehash the story, but the promise of verse 11 is a wonderful promise. The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. This is why you meditate on God's directions, because they'll continually guide you to satisfy your soul in drought. We're living in a time of spiritual barrenness. We're living in days when there's a famine of the hearing of God's word, and in many places a famine of the preaching of God's word. There's a great spiritual drought, and very few Christians really seem to be flourishing. Very few lives are like well-watered gardens. They're rather like burnt over deserts. What's the key? The key is meditating in God's law, thy precepts. We do it also because they govern us. Directions for life are what we're talking about here. Directions how to live in this world, how to live clean in this unclean world. In Psalm 119, later on down the psalm, in verse 115, the psalmist prays, depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. This is what governs the Christian's life. The Lord commanded through Moses in Deuteronomy 8, verse 6, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways and to fear Him. That's God's command. Now, those commandments govern the life. Let's be very, very clear here. Every single person has a governing principle in his life. Everybody's governed by something. The natural man is governed ultimately by self. That's the nature of Adam's fall. That's the nature of man since the fall. There's this propensity to self, even though it may end up in self-destruction. It is this perception that I govern me. I am the captain of my own soul and my own destiny. But what is regeneration? How does the Holy Spirit define regeneration? What is it to be a new creature in Christ? Well, we're told in the words of the New Covenant, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, God says, I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts. That's the definition of the active saving faith within a new creature. I will put my laws in their minds. The law of the mind for a Christian is God's law. I will write my law in their hearts. Now, this is what makes a Christian a Christian. You cannot divorce being saved from the law of God. You're not saved by your keeping of it. But when you're saved, God puts the governing principle of His law, which is the glory of the all-holy God. Places that as the governing principle of your heart and of your life. So meditate. Is there a Christian? Let me even rephrase that. Can there be a genuine Christian who has no desire to be governed by God? I'm going to make the blunt statement that if you are not willing to be governed by God, you are not saved. I know that goes against much of modern evangelicalism, where you can get saved today and you can go on for years without Christ as your Lord, and you can come to have Christ as your Lord some other time. Don't you believe it? Unless Christ is your master, you are not His disciple. And unless you're His disciple, you are not a believer. And unless you're a believer, you're not saved. There's no way around that. So can there be a Christian who does not desire to be governed by God? I say, no, there can't. But how can I live under the government of God? Well, the psalmist is saying, I will meditate in thy precepts. I'm going to fill my mind with what God directs. I'm going to think it over. I'm going to chew on it. I'm going to extract everything I can from it. Not to discuss it, but to obey it. And to do it. And I have to say that we meditate. Godly thinking meditates and focuses on God's law in order to gratify us. You see, if you're saved, I've said the law of God is written in your heart. The psalmist says in Psalm 37 and verse 31, the law of His God is in His heart. And every time I quote that verse, I always remember to give you Spurgeon's little comment on it. If you've heard it before, forgive me for somebody who hasn't heard it. Beautiful little summary. The law of His God is in His heart. Talking of God's law, he said, in the head it puzzles, on the back, it burdens. But in the heart, it delights.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.